In this episode, we continue our conversation from last week about mimicking what we saw every week that the WWE came on TV. And if you're interested to find out how our friend Jesus here got his head nearly kicked off of his shoulders, stay tuned and let's get into it.
This place, ooh, they have this thing called the smoke bomb. They use smoked gouda, smoked ham. Phenomenal. The sandwich is phenomenal. That's all I'm going to say.
Smoked. Anything smoked kind of sounds pretty delicious.
It's, they make it at a liquor store.
By God, he's putting the smoked gouda.
In the back of the liquor store is a little like deli shop.
He's slicing up the ham.
I'm going to try to look it up right now.
He's stinking up the cheese. Cutting up that poor pig. Ow. Oh, God. That's going to be stuck in my head. I kind of want to try that now. I want us to look for a random clip.
Midori's.
What?
It's called Midori's.
Midori's?
Midori's in Midlothian.
Probably need to try it out. I'm down for sandwich shops.
Try it. It is amazing.
Okay.
Smoke bomb.
Stink bomb?
Smoke bomb.
There's a sandwich out there called the stink bomb, I bet.
Why would they name it that? Who's going to want to buy something that stinks?
There's still a place out there.
You know what? I'm not even going to say that because there are people that eat nastier things.
Yep.
At my old job, so I used to work as a dietary aide in this place called The Point at Kilpatrick. And there was this lady that would eat a sandwich with peanut butter, a packet of Mrs. Dash.
The hell is Mrs. Dash?
It's like a seasoning packet or something.
Like meat seasoning or like sugar?
Like seasoning, like for seasoning your chicken or whatever.
Okay, so for meat, okay.
Low sodium and shit. And put a fucking tomato on it. A tomato with peanut butter and Mrs. Dash seasoning. And I'm like, lady, what are you doing? I understand that she's like 70 years old, but like, goddamn, what is this abomination?
By gosh, tomato with the Mrs. Dash and the peanut butter. I'm turning into Bill Cosby.
You put the, oh, don't do that.
You put the peanut butter and the Dash and the tomato with the bread and the, oh God.
I'm so glad you didn't offer me a drink.
Hey. I was gonna.
Oh, my God.
What? You could trust me. Like, help me. Get me out. Get me out now. No, but a big part of our, like, stupid moments were because of wrestling. There was one time I lifted you into, like, a side throw, and I landed you on a rock.
Oh.
That was terrible.
Painful. So painful.
And then this story we keep telling. Whenever Jesus and I get into talking about, whether it's with us or with friends, we always get into this moment where we had two quote-unquote real wrestling matches. Six people, including me and Jesus. And as of right now, let me say I am still the champion after how
fuck
long?
You, dude.
How
fuck
long?
You.
Hold on, we'll get into it. How long has that been? That was middle school.
This was at the end of eighth grade. This was before we were going to high school.
So 4 years of high school plus how long has it been since high school?
This had to have been 2013.
No.
Or 2012.
2013 is when I graduated high school.
Oh, shit. My bad.
I got it.
2009 or 2010.
We'll go 2008 because I was a freshman in 09, 2010.
I mean,
let's just go 2008 for be safe.
It's something.
It's around there, right? So we were getting out of middle school. So we decided to have two different matches. And around that time, the WWE had introduced this dope concept for a match called the Scramble Match, where in total you have five wrestlers. We had six. And two of them start, and then every 5 minutes a new guy enters. And if you ever get pinned or pin someone else or tap out at any moment, you are the current champion. I remember when they introduced that, I thought it was dope.
It was.
Like when they introduced it, I forgot who announced it, but what did you think? Thinking a new match.
I think it was Triple H.
Triple H introduced it?
I think it was like against him.
It was to stack the odds against him, right?
Uh-huh.
Because someone had something against him.
I think it was his own wife. I don't remember, man.
Whatever. But like,
or maybe Vicky Guerrero or something.
Maybe. Because before then, I don't remember what... Did we ever have any new type of matches before then? Like, what was the last one?
Dude, it's been so long.
Was it like an Elimination Chamber, maybe the newest one before then?
I think the Elimination Chamber had come out in 2006.
So that was probably the newest one before the Scramble match. Okay, so basically that's the gist of the Scramble match. We had six people, and we're not going to go into too many of the details, but the fact is we almost killed each other. Now, was it that match when you and I betrayed a friend?
Yes.
Okay, so in this match, we'll start with my point of view. Jesus here is handling another titan of a dude.
Wait, hold on. Before you even start that.
What?
Mind you, we weren't doing this on a wrestling ring. We were doing this out in like a field of grass behind a building. Like just randomly wrestling out in a building in the grass.
And nobody stopped us.
No.
There were cars driving by. Nobody stopped us. They're probably just thinking, these dumbass kids. Let's just let them kill each other.
All right.
So at one point, me and Jesus decided to betray someone. Not intentionally, but we didn't know we both had the same idea. Because in my point of view, you know, the match had gone on for a little bit, right? We're nearing the end, kind of. And me and our friend, his name was Eric, right? We go off to the side to regroup because everyone else is fighting someone. Jesus is fighting a giant dude named Justin, also while handling a big dude that we used to talk with named Cody, right? And... I tell my friend Eric, is like, let's go like jump Jesus, like we'll tag team him. You go from the front, I go from the back, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. And I let him walk forward, and as soon as he's far enough, I jump, grab him, and there's this move that a wrestler used to do called the backstabber, where you jump, put your knees on the guy's back, and fall, forcing his back onto the knees. I get the backstabber. He's squirming on the ground. He's like, ah, and then you know time passes in the match, and apparently. This is what Jesus tells me.
Okay, so unbeknownst to me, Jason had done the backstabber, which is what the move is called. He did the backstabber on Eric. So I had the same idea. Eric was like, Eric was around me, and I told Eric, hey, man, so we need to take out the strongest people here. I don't think I can do it by myself. So I'm going to need you to come with me. And we're going to double team this guy. All right. Uh-huh. And then he's like, all right, I got it. I'm like, all right. So I'm going to come from the right. You come from the left. As soon as Eric starts walking away from me, I jump up and do the backstabber. And he's like, squirming on the fucking ground. It was the funniest shit ever. I didn't even know that Jason had done it already on him.
So the funniest thing that I found is Jesus and I had the same idea, except
same person. I can't believe he trusted us.
Only I decided to go front back. Jesus for some reason said left right, and he trusted us both. given it made sense he trusted me because he hadn't been betrayed yet. But he had just gotten betrayed by kind of the same plan. And he thought, what could go wrong? And I think it kind of maybe hurt more with you because you could make him fall down fast. You were heavier than me.
Oh, my God. So I was just, way heavier.
You were boom. But
because
then,
back then you were like skinnier.
I was way skinnier. Right now, roughly, I weigh maybe 180. Back then, I was probably like less than 100.
Dude, I was almost 2,000. I'm at 200.
He's over 9,000. By God. The Blue Eyes White Dragon.
I was almost 200 pounds.
Yeah, you were big. But you weren't fat.
No, but I was up there.
You were up there.
I was up there.
You and the dude named Justin.
Oh no, Justin had
He's huge.
That man was huge.
He was fucking huge.
He had to have been almost 300 pounds, man.
Let me tell you about this titan of a dude named Justin. Right, we're all middle schoolers, but this dude was huge. Not muscular. He was big. And at one point, Jesus and I had again an idea of like, we got to take out Justin, but obviously we weren't going to betray each other. We had just betrayed one of our friends. And we're like, we got to take him out. So of the whole list of a lot of tag team wrestling moves we had, like, we got to try one. And on paper, it makes sense. Like, it would probably work if we did it the timing right. But it's a move that we came up with the name of in our social studies class because she was talking about mythology or something. And she said, like, oh, the Chariot of God. And we're like, that sounds like a badass name for a move. So that's what we called it. And the move consisted of Jesus falling to his knees, like on all fours, in front of the opponent that we were going to attack. I jump off his back, and then I just basically like drop kick him or something. But the timing was totally off because Jesus, first of all, was too far away from the guy, so he kind of gave him the idea of something was going to go down.
See, I thought that if I was far away, that it would give you more of a room to like jump.
Yes, that did make sense on paper.
But you know what? Thinking about it now, we should have been closer.
We should have been a little closer. And I think I think the timing would have been better if like you kind of like not ran at him, but if I noticed you were about to fall, like we should have had like a hand signal or something. And as soon as I saw you falling, I should have started running, cuz that way by the time you get on all fours, I'm already there ready.
Right.
And he kind of has his vision blocked by you falling. But no, like you fall 2 seconds, look at his watch, then I jump, and then like I mean, he didn't move. We still hit him. But my 90-pound ass was not going to take down a 300-pounder like Justin.
Yeah. It was never going to happen.
I mean, we tried it 2 times, though. We tried it twice, did it wrong the same way both times. And I'm surprised, because if Justin really, like, put his whole, like, strength into it, which he didn't need a lot for me, he would have caught me and could have thrown me.
Goddamn, dude. Justin was enormous.
Dude, and you...
I don't even know where he came from.
Dude, bless your heart. You tried to take him one-on-one at one point, and, like,
I couldn't.
You tried. You tried way better. The only person who could probably handle him, but just because he couldn't be moved, was Cody. Cody was probably as heavy as Justin, but he was a lot rounder because he was lower to the ground. And let me tell you, did I ever get Cody? Did I ever get him to tap out?
You didn't get Cody.
Yo. Okay, explain how you got punted. For people who are wrestling fans.
I remember this.
Let me introduce Brandon in a bit. Don't worry, he'll be like sounding kind of weird until I connect him up. But Jesus, talk about the punt. Talk about the history, how it came to, and how it happened to you.
All right. So the punt is a move from Randy Orton, which basically just, it's like you're punting a football.
But the football is the guy's head.
Yeah, very, very, very dangerous. Should never even be tried.
Yep.
But Eric, the guy that we betrayed,
got his revenge.
Yes. I don't know how I ended up on the ground. I was on the ground. I know I got slammed. I got slammed on the ground. I was trying to get up, and then Eric out of nowhere, he's like, punt. Like, as he's doing it, he says, punt.
And I saw the way you looked, because I was kind of, not over Jesus, but I was close enough to see what happened. This dude, because you were trying to submit someone. No, you were trying to get Cody, because you were on the ground somehow.
Oh, I remember now. I had Cody in the Walls of Jericho.
Yes.
Okay, I was like that. And, like, my head is low to the ground.
Uh-huh.
So then Eric comes by, runs up. Kicks me straight up on the side of the head, and like I had to let go. I was all scrambled. I just, my head,
like,
hurt.
Fall down, and I'm just looking at this like that. Cause okay, wrestlers are professionals. They know how to fake some stuff. A lot of the sound effects are them hitting their own thighs. If you pay attention, Eric actually kicked the fuck out of this dude.
God damn!
Like,
dude,
you were
that was
gone.
Painful.
It wasn't fake. He kicked the shit out of you.
I remember I was there and I was close enough to hear the actual like smack of his head. And I was like, damn.
And we, Jesus and I had talked about this a few days ago, like the first time we had hung out in a while. And we both felt pretty bad on the fact that I won the both those matches because we had a scramble match, like we said, but we also had a Royal Rumble.
That was bullshit.
Where like you get, you tap out or you get pinned and you're eliminated.
Nah, cause
the reason that I won
Brandon was in this match too.
I remember when he got punted. This was kind of bullshit because right at the start, like, I was inexperienced compared to you guys.
Very.
So everyone would come after me first. And I was like, this is some bullshit.
God bless your heart. You tried your best. But I won the scramble match because I choked you out.
In the second match, whichever one that was, I got some people good that time. I got Eric good. I got Cody good like two times.
I choked you out the scramble match to win.
Yes.
Jesus tried to stop me, but it didn't work. Dude, and then in the second
I tried because I needed you in there. Yeah. I needed you in there.
Because you wanted to take me out fucking last
and
two.
And then the Royal Rumble or the Battle Royale match, I choked out Jesus because we were the last ones there.
I remember that too.
Hey, but that one, it took a while for you to submit me.
It did because... I mean, I wasn't that strong back then, and you're way bigger than me. And you had wrestling experience, I think, not?
Not at that point.
Oh, no.
Not because I was middle school.
But, dude, because it was hard. Dude, you're talking about around 100-pound me versus 200-pound you.
But your ass was lanky, though. That's what helped you. But that's why Jesus couldn't, like, grab you at first. He was like, get here, you little fucker.
I had decently strong legs because we would run around playing soccer a lot. So
hold on. Those kicks fucking hurt the shit out of me, dude.
Oh, my God.
Because we had technique.
We got to remember, look, at the time, we all thought wrestling was real. The hits were real, which, I mean, in all actuality, some of them were, right? But we weren't, like, fake kicking or kicking, like, at 50% strength, so, like, we know we're kicking.
It's because we're going
at each other.
We were the dumbasses when they put on WWE, don't try this at home, but we would try it at home. And for real.
And I would be kicking the shit out of Jesus.
Huh?
Try this at home?
Yeah, right?
I don't see the do. My TV blacks out the do not. But no. I was a lot more of a hitter. Jesus was a lot more of a grappler. He kept trying to grab me while I just kept hitting him. I was like, no, no. And the move I had was called the grapevine choke. And Jesus hated it because the way it works is I have my legs wrapped around you. Like I'm behind you. Legs wrapped around. We're on the ground. And I'm choking you too. Like I have you in a chokehold. So if you break out of one, I still have the other. And when you focus on trying to break out of the other, I can regroup on the last one you broke out of.
Dude, I had broken out of the legs like a couple times.
But I had the arms.
The arms.
But the legs kept coming back.
Dude, at the end, I got so tired. Like, I couldn't even do it anymore.
That's what that move fucking did. Like he said, you break out of one, he'll get the other one on you. And then it just keeps going back and forth until you get tired.
The thing that sucked, though, is like when I choked out Brandon... is like I saw Jesus trying to break him out or hurt me, so I went extra double hard on Brandon. I lifted him. I was like,
I got scared for a second. I was like, am I gonna fucking die right now?
I might have killed him for that foam belt. That foam fucking belt.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is my own brother gonna choke me to death just to win a fucking game or like a match? It's fucked.
And the thing that sucks is that Brandon didn't go for me at all that match.
No, because I was fucking scared of him back there.
He was. Brandon used to, because it was the classic younger brother scared of older brother just because he's older.
That's why I went for Cody, because sometimes he was sloppy.
Cody was fat.
But he was sloppy. He had no form, so I could get him.
But he didn't need the form. He tapped someone out because he sat on him.
Wasn't that Eric?
Dude, poor Eric. Oh, my God.
I think that was. I remember him.
Dude, poor fucking Eric. If he ever comes across this, Eric, we're so sorry. You shouldn't have trusted Jesus.
Jesus, I'm not sorry. Fuck that kid.
You should not have trusted Jesus after what I did to you. Come on, bro.
I mean, dude, like, I liked the villains in the fucking WWE.
Yeah, you were big on Chris Jericho when he was kind of a douche.
Right.
Randy Orton, too, was kind of an asshole.
Come on, Eric. Come on.
Okay. People always have in their life at least one friend where they know it's like, you know, we kind of had this, we worked on the same brainwave and stuff, but they're kind of there. Jesus and I legit work on the same level. We decided to betray the same dude with the same strategy, same finisher.
Y'all some assholes for that.
But dude, Eric had it worse with Jesus because, like I said, Jesus is heavier, so yeah. He went to the ground faster.
Oh man, dude, I fucking pulled that man onto my knees, like boom,
get over.
He was like squirming on the ground. I still remember what he looked like.
But he got you good with that punt. I think. Would you rather someone betray you with the backstabber or that punt?
Backstabber.
Backstabber.
It's in the name.
I mean, but that punt, that's in the brain, bro.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't want the punt.
But Eric got kind of lucky with that, though.
He came out of fucking nowhere. Exactly. Like, JR out of nowhere. Dude, he came out, bam! Because I had it in my mind that I was going to go after Jesus because he was going to be tired trying to choke out or tap out Cody because he's big. It's hard getting him on his belly. And I was like, oh, he's going to be tired. This is my chance to get him out. And then out of nowhere, Eric comes out, bam, punt.
I was like, fuck.
If only we had the sense to have an extra person. We're like, can you record us? I would have them still right now.
Dude, that I would love that if somebody recorded it.
Did you imagine how sloppy we must have looked in the wrestling like moment for us? We probably look so much like professionals, but everyone else is just seeing us jump around like idiots.
That's why remembering it, I remember seeing like cars pass by. They're probably looking at us like, what the fuck could these dumbasses do?
There was one time a cop drove by and they didn't stop us. They didn't give a fuck.
They didn't.
They were like, oh, they're just fucking playing around.
Oh, they're just being kids. And then all of a sudden they see someone get punted. It's like boom. Oh, my God. He's probably okay.
If they would have seen the punt, they probably would have said some shit to
us. You had some ringing in your ear, you said, no?
Oh, my God.
He looked like he died. Like, I remember because when you got punted, I was behind. Like, not too close, but close enough. And I saw, like, his head kind of, like, snap to the side. And I was like, fuck. And he just felt, like, flat as fuck with his arms out.
Props to you for not going down immediately. You kind of tried to stay up.
I tried to stand back up. I could not. And I fell back down.
That was too much.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, you and I tried a tag team move on Brandon.
Yes, I remember that. I forgot the name.
We can look at them later. I have them. It was like Tower of something.
I think this was right after Cody fucking, how do you say, like, elbowed me, but not with the forearm. He hit me in the head. I turned around, and I think that's when you did the move. And I was like, fuck, I can't catch
I don't know how we decided, because if we had a ring, since we used the whole yard, right? We used the whole yard. So, obviously, there were moments where we were separated too far from each other, so we had time to breathe and make a plan. If we had a legit ring constricting, our movement, we wouldn't have time to think.
No.
It would literally, like, the backstabber thing probably wouldn't have happened. Because it's not like I was close enough for you to know that it happened.
No, I didn't even know that you did it.
It was the same plan, only like I had told him. I told Eric, you take the front, I take the back. Jesus told him, you go left, I go right. Like, how does that fucking happen? And why Eric? Besides Brandon, Eric was probably the only one we could have done it to, honestly. Now that I think about it. Cody would have not have gone down, at least with me. Justin definitely not would have gone down.
No, I remember his ass fucking... FU'd me hard.
Oh my God.
I remember that. And because he was tall.
Justin did an FU.
Because he was big and tall. So, like, I was up there and I was like, fuck, this is happening. I tried to break out, bro, but he just pushed me off and let go. And I was like, fuck.
He showed no real emotion when he fought. Like, he looked like he wanted to be there, but he didn't show any, like, intensity in his face
or excitement. Like, he was just there. Doing the job, and that was it.
Ooh. I remember when he walked, because, like, how Jesus was saying, he included himself on his own because he lived in the houses that were across the street of the yard that we were playing, and he just started walking. We were like, who's that? And
so
like,
did Eric, know.
No, we invited Eric because we knew him. No, but he also lived there, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
But Justin brought himself, and he's walking, and I'm telling him, who's that? He's like, I don't know. And he asked, he's like, I saw you guys were wrestling. Like, can I join? And in my head, I looked at him and was like, this dude's huge. I don't want him here, but the more the merrier. So I was like, fuck, we need a big show.
Right?
Dude. We needed a big show because
For Cody.
At the time, if we gave ourselves wrestlers, I was Rey Mysterio. You were Triple H because you were really big on Triple H at that time, even though you used the Walls of Jericho. Brandon was like a newbie coming up.
Someone useless like Santino Morella or some shit.
Damn.
Eric,
when I first started.
Eric could have been like a Chavo Guerrero type of dude, maybe.
Annoying.
Justin was the big show, and it showed. He showed.
God damn, that man was enormous.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Like, if you just...
His own gravity.
If you put any music to him walking to us, it'd be epic battle
like
music.
Like from Peter for Family Guy? They would just throw a teenager circling around him.
Dude, I don't know how... Like, we should have probably been more hurt than we were.
I'm surprised none of us broke any fucking bones.
It's the thing that I think none of us. I think kids are. I heard someone describe it as this: like kids are kind of bouncy.
What the fuck?
But in this term, if you take a fall, right? Let's say you fall down some stairs when you're a kid. Like depending, you know, you probably will like be bruised up, but you won't be that hurt. Mm-hmm. You fall down the stairs now as an adult, you're gonna be fucked up.
Oh, wouldn't man. That you think about? Huh? You said you fell down the stairs as a, like a baby or something?
Dude, I was 6 months old.
There we go.
That explains some stuff.
Hey, you probably like, shit, I probably face some shit too.
Dude, some little kids, they, all right. So what I remember is someone had left the door open.
Yes.
I crawled out, and on the other side, there was another door. That was to the, a different apartment. These are the apartments on Winchester. And,
okay, yeah, yeah.
The ones on the corner, right?
Uh-huh.
I know that. We used to live there.
No, the other ones.
Well, they're all the same.
The ones by the bridge, no?
Yep, right there.
Go ahead.
So I'm out there, and these kids are playing with some toy. I don't remember what the toy was.
You just wanted it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm trying to like grab it from them, and I'm like 6 months old, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And they fucking pull back, and then I fucking fall down the fucking stairs. I fall all the way, and I just remember rolling down the damn stairs and like getting hit by the metal stuff, like the siding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The metal every single time I roll down. I'm like, ding, 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 ding. And then I remember being at the bottom of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even move anymore. I was just like looking at the stuff around me. I'm like, this is probably where I die.
I think this is how I die. This is how it goes down.
Damn, luckily he didn't. Shit.
See, I fell down the stairs when I was a kid as well.
Yeah.
Shit.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
It would have saved me a ton of money, man.
What?
I wouldn't have to be spending on a phone.
See, he's talking about he wouldn't have to grow up, have to pay bills, have responsibility. That's not, we're not going dark.
I wouldn't have to be an adult. See, I had fallen down the stairs when I was younger too. This is when we used to live in Georgia. So around that time, I was a toddler. I wasn't months old, but I was a toddler, right? So the way it went is because my mom was cold.
Hold on.
What?
What the fuck is a toddler? Like,
wait, little people,
stop,
man.
Stop. But look. Wait. But look.
What?
What does it mean to toddle?
Stumble around, not know how to walk.
It's another phase of waddle.
That's what I think.
You're a toddler.
Yeah, okay. That's what I think. Why? What do you think it means?
I don't know. That's just a weird word.
I'm an infant.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. I'm an infant. Whatever you want to call it. I'm able to walk. I can talk, but I can't do.
Look at this big fucking toddler.
He is a small human.
I'm a small human. Let's go with that. So in my small human day in this moment, right?
I'm going to look it up.
My mom is cold downstairs, and she asked me, can you go upstairs and get me a blanket? So I go upstairs to get her a blanket. And at this time, I was playing with a Game Boy. Game Boy Advance SP. Remember that shit. And I know where the stairs are generally. I know how to get the fuck downstairs. And luckily for me, in my situation, they were the fur, not fur, but the rug covered stairs with the rug all over the house. So I'm going, but I'm still paying attention to my video games while I have the fucking blanket over my head. So I'm not seeing where I am. So I take a big step thinking it's just regular floor when I'm already over the stairs, and then I tumble.
Damn.
I'm just like, dun, 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 dun. And the funny thing was, I specifically remember me just getting up, continue my video games, and just normally walk down the last flight of stairs I needed.
Hell no.
I just get up like nothing, which is why I'm saying I believe the fact that kids are bouncy, because they don't really get hurt in where adults would die.
Shit, I was bouncing off the fucking rail.
So basically, we have superpowers.
Well, I mean, they're gone by the time you hit the age like 8 or 9,
okay,
maybe.
I looked up toddler, and it literally says like a baby beginning to learn how to walk.
There you go.
So there you go.
Have you ever toddled before, man?
Hell yeah.
That's in your bio profile for like Tinder and shit. Like, I'm a toddler.
I like to toddle. I'm an ex-toddler.
I like to toddle.
You could say that I've dabbled in toddling.
You could say I had a weird moment in my life where I needed a toddle.
I had this toddle phase.
Toddle flakes? I eat toddle flakes for breakfast.
We've all been through the toddler phase.
Infant. No, wait. It goes fetus.
Deletus.
Letus. Fetus.
Skeetus.
Baby. Infant. Toddler. Kid. Preteen.
Little shit. Which one's a little shit?
Nah, like no one grows out of the little shit phase. Once you're a little shit, you're a little shit forever.
Damn, that's fucked up.
You're a little shit.
I'm a big one now.
Yeah, I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now.
See,
a parody commercial somewhere is like, I'm a big shit now.
I'm the shit. Nah, but
suck my dick.
Wait, you fell on the stairs? I don't remember this shit. Oh, wait, no, you said...
I was young. You were like...
Well, no, how old were you?
I was like 3, 4.
Okay, so I was around.
Yeah, but you weren't... You didn't know what the fuck was going out.
Yeah, no, I didn't know shit.
Isn't it weird that we all become conscious at some point?
Yeah. Yes!
It's like...
Thank you.
It's almost like...
I was thinking about this like months ago.
It's like
it's,
you...
It's crazy.
You might be... Like, you could have like 20 years of life, right? Like, you're born 20 years later, now you're 20. But you probably only know about less than that. You don't know 20 years of your life. You know less.
Dude, I've been conscious for a while.
You know when my parents... I won the race in the semen wars? I won that shit. I remember that.
Oh, I remember I seen like somebody post like, if you're ever feeling down, just remember you won the race.
I won the race. I remember.
Everybody's born a winner.
There was another dude that was neck and neck with me, but then I won't lie. I cheated my way out here, man. I tripped him over.
I tied him
up by his tail and be like, you ain't going nowhere.
Dude, to be honest, like the other ones were probably like, oh shit, I know what the finish line like is. Let's just let this fucking loser go. Hey, then I'm like, yeah.
It's all the stories. Like, hey, bro, I heard rumors about what it's like on the outside once you get there. It's like, is it really paradise? Nah, bro. They got these things called bills. You're basically selling your soul to the devil, I heard. It's like, oh, let's just let this guy win. It's like, I got this. Then you like you said, like, yeah, I won the race. And then you get there. It's like, wait a minute. This isn't paradise. Why is this doctor smacking me? Like, why am I coming? Why is the smell in here?
Nah, but going back to what he said, like, when I look at little babies and, like, I see them, like, I just watch them a little bit to see, like, what they grab or, like, what they're doing, it freaks me out because I'm thinking, like, how is their brain working, like, specifically right now? Like, they're just, what are they thinking when they grab that shiny object?
They're sponges.
If they're even thinking.
Right?
They're sponges, bro. Like, you start teaching a kid at a decent age when their mind is still a sponge, they can pick up on things way easier.
Like, dang.
It's like, what was I thinking? It's like a random fact I heard. Like, you know how randomly babies be staring at you? Like, they stare at you hard. Apparently, it's because when they find something attractive or good looking, they stare at it. So
no they stare at me all the time.
Oh, I think yours is a different story. You look like a bro. Right now, you look like a wild man.
Hey, after he said that,
I'm kidding.
People love that.
I'm kidding.
After he said that, you know what effect you gotta put the record scratcher.
Oh. Wait,
like,
what?
He was like, that's why babies are looking at me in the background here. Oh, and then, like, that's a completely different reason.
No, seriously. Yeah, I found that pretty interesting. And somehow I still don't believe it. Because sometimes a baby looks at you with, like, a dead stare, right? And other times they look at you with, like, kind of a raised eyebrow. I was like, who is this motherfucker? Like, and then you kind of want to look at the baby. It's like, what the fuck you say to me? They just say goo goo gaga or gibberish. And you just get mad. It's like, what you say about me? Square up then.
Oh yeah, humans are just
get your boy.
Yeah. Oh, you seen it too?
Yeah.
He's saying get your boy.
And what made it even funnier about that? They showed his high school yearbook picture saying most likely to fight a baby. I was like, why?
Out of us, I think Jesus would not actually hit a baby, but he'd be in the baby's face if he feels like he insulted him.
Dude, I fuck around so much. Like, I would be like, what you say about my mama? Like, what you say?
You would do that to my kid. I introduce you to my kid, and he just looks at you, and he's just like, he just does like a spit take. He's like, hey, yo, Jason, get your boy.
Get your boy, man.
He's like, hey, relax. Get your boy.
He says one more fucking thing, I'm going to beat his ass.
He's like, here, just hold him. Get to know him. And then you're calming down. He's like, oh, he's a nice baby. He takes a shit in your arms. Like, hey, nah, man. That...
your suplex is...
By God, he threw the baby in twain.
I'll teach you.
Right? Hung him up by his little nunchuck.
Now you'll be his ass for making him like, hey, this is your fucking fault, Jason.
Oh, my God.
Doom.
Oh, it's like you would be Brian from Family Guy. In that diner when the baby's crying, he's like, wah, wah. I see how you like it, huh? Wah. And then there's just silence. Everyone's looking at him like, what the fuck? And then the babies are like, shut up. Shut up. I've been at moments where on my breaking point, a baby is just annoying me, and I kind of want to just be like, shut the fuck up. But then that's going to make it worse, and then I'm going to look like an asshole.
Yeah, no, there's no way you can, like, talk back to a little baby and not look like an asshole.
You can talk back to a baby, you just can't call them a bitch.
Oh, well, no.
You can. It's just frowned upon.
Yeah, that's true.
You, listen, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Just some things are frowned on.
Yeah, technically, you can say whatever you want to that fucking kid.
I can take a shit in the street when I can't find a bathroom, but they're not going to like it.
So? You're doing it for you.
Right?
Well, Take care of yourself.
I'm doing it so I don't shit my pants.
Exactly, man.
You know the moment I hate when you really need to go to the bathroom? Is when you're on the road and you're nowhere near a bathroom.
That's when I go in the forest.
Pull over on
no
the side
forest
of the,
around.
Pull over on the side of the highway.
It's like all the conditions are met where you can't find an outlet for your shit or your piss.
Oh my god, dude! Oh, you know what I hate the most? When you really need to pee, and for some reason, no place around you has a bathroom or will let you use a bathroom. Like,
or they let you, but they don't tell you that it's out of order.
I don't give a fuck. I'll piss in that shit. I don't care.
Dude, I've peed in alleys because I couldn't hold it in much longer.
Who hasn't, bro? I pissed a random place.
I was in that situation a few years ago when we were taking a road trip to Georgia. And at one point, there was road construction. And it wasn't like we were completely stopped, but we were going so slow. And I was like, I really need to pee. Like, oh, are we close to a bathroom? And it's like, nah, like, we just passed the like most recent exit for a while. I was like, fuck. And he said, like, we're going pretty slow. Just run out into those trees over there and then run back. I was like, I'm not running through slow traffic, even if it's slow. I'm not doing that. And luckily, I had just finished a big drink with a big cup. Luckily, had a lid.
Oh, no.
So what I did.
I already know where this is going.
Yeah, what I did is I went to the back and I knelt down on my knees and I was like, I started peeing. Oh, and I was nervous because it filled almost to the brim. I was like, oh, no, it's not going to make it.
I remember that.
You're about to pee in the car.
I remember the next gas station we stopped at, like, he's getting out the van slow as fuck. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Because I had my headphones in, so I don't know what the hell was going on when he was peeing.
Yeah, he was asleep at that moment.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, apple cider.
No, hell no.
Who got this apple juice?
I would not fucking drink that shit.
Why is it warm?
If I don't know whose drink it is, I'm throwing it out.
My God.
It's all sour.
Hey, yo, who left the Mio?
Dude, that would have
been... Who let this Mountain Dew get warm?
Yo, damn, why is it that green?
Right? Yo, who got this green tea up in here? Unsweetened? Nah, I only drink sweetened, bro.
Oh.
Wow, yeah, he was
talking. If you had diabetes.
Diabetes.
Diabetes. It would be sweetened.
Anyway.
How would you know? It drinks piss.
Anyway, yeah, no, times, man.
Yeah, he got off the van, slow as fuck, trying to balance the cup. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
There was a lid. I didn't go off that slowly.
And
it was
then
a lid.
And then he just said, I peed in it. And I was like, oh.
Like, no one touched me.
Oh, my God.
That's why anytime I take a trip now, whenever we go to Georgia, I strategically plan on how I'm going to drink whatever I'm going to drink. Because whenever we fill up, right, on gas, I know normally there's about another hour, 2 hours maybe before we stop again. So I'm like, I'm going to take little sips. And when he says we're going to stop, then I start chugging because then I know I'm going to need to pee by the time we get there.
That's what I do from the start. Like when we stop at a gas station and I don't need to go, I get like plenty of drinks so I stay hydrated. But once I see like there's an exit and my dad start merging, I start chugging that shit.
But in case I'm really thirsty, I always take like a spare cup with the lid in case I need it.
I've done that, like gas stations. Like I'll get the fountain drink cup but not fill it up so they won't charge me. So I just have an emergency bathroom if I need it.
Oh my God, I can't do that.
You gotta prepare.
It's like they don't even trust you. They see you walking out with the cup. It's like, no, there's nothing in it. It's like,
I never.
Imagine they try and charge you for a drink even though you don't have a fucking drink.
Fuck that. I never use it.
I'll give
them
a drink.
Here's your drink.
Whip it on and just fucking spray them.
They charge you like 99 cents because any size is 99 cents. Like, do you know who I am? My pee is at least worth a dollar. Not 99 cents, a dollar. That penny counts, you bitch.
Dude, I have not been traveling that much. But when I do, I try not to drink anything.
At all?
I get thirsty, bro. I get thirsty.
Yeah, my throat gets dry.
Dude, I can't drink.
What about snacks?
Nope.
Not even that? Because you're like, oh, my God.
What is your go-to gas station snack?
Hold on. He might get the bubblies and have to shit if he eats, like, just one chip.
He drank a bubbly today.
Yes, I did. My go-to...
Oh,
Go-to gas station snack. What you got?
My go-to gas station snack.
Has it always been the same or has it changed?
Shit.
It's always been the same. Cool Ranch Doritos.
Okay. What's your drink?
I respect that.
Arizona. What flavor? Mucho Mango.
Okay, okay. Right, I didn't go with, you've said it before, to, like...
Mine changes once in a while, but, like, it's usually a Mountain Dew drink, any, like, flavor, like, when I'm feeling soda. But when I don't want to drink soda, it's obviously water. And for snacks, I switch it up, but most of the time it's, like, sour cream and onion Lays or... Those are good.
I don't like that.
Those are good. But, or Ruffles, like Jalapeno Ranch Ruffles. I've been getting those a lot. Those are good as fuck.
My snack has generally been the same in terms of flavoring or branding, but it's changed. Before, it used to be Arizona Mucho Mango, then Arizona Half Mango, Half Iced Tea, and then the chips have always been Flamin' Hot Lays, Flamin' Hot Potato Chips. But now it's the Arizona RX Energy one with the dude running on the can, and Flamin' Hot Funyuns. That's my go-to right now.
I've never tried Funyuns.
Are you kidding me? Like,
the original?
Any of them.
What, dude, the do yourself a favor. They're so fucking good.
I don't know, man. Like, the only chips that I try anymore are, like, either the cheesy popcorn stuff, the Vintner's ones, or
those are good.
The Okie Dokie ones.
Okay. Oh, no. I know the Okie Dokies.
Those and Cool Ranch Doritos. I don't eat anything else. Oh, and Cheetos.
Try Funyuns, bro. They're so good. Flamin' Hot Funyuns are way better.
Pringles?
I haven't had Pringles since I was a kid.
Damn.
How old as a kid?
Like 9 years old.
What? You fucking kidding me?
Damn, that's a long time.
Jesus, dude.
My sisters eat the Pringles, but I don't do it no more. I don't like the smell.
I don't eat them a lot because, like, I heard they cause heart disease and shit, like, more than Lays and shit.
God damn.
I appreciate how they solved the air problem, where you get more chips than air. But they need to solve how you can, like, stick your hand in a little further without getting stuck.
Well,
I know pouring it out. I know pouring it out, but, like, if you're driving, you don't want to, like, pour that bitch out.
Drink that shit.
No.
Like, you remember
Hot Cheetos? You don't even have to pour them out, just until it gets to that.
Yeah, and then grab them. But
I've like always wanted to try the physics stuff people are doing, where they stack a whole bunch and make a circle.
The perfect.
That's
circle.
Doing too much.
Yeah, no, I ain't doing that shit. If I have Pringles, I'm eating them.
Right. You stop playing with your food.
Yeah. Oh, like you haven't.
I ain't doing that shit.
Not since I was a little kid.
Exactly.
Oh, bull.
Yeah, no, me neither. But what was I saying?
Food isn't to play.
Yeah, it's to eat.
What do you think it does in your stomach?
Sustenance.
It doesn't just get dissolved.
Yes, it does.
No.
What about other flavored Doritos you haven't tried? You haven't tried, like, obviously you've had nacho cheese Doritos, right? Was it, like, the original flavor that came out?
I don't like them.
Okay.
But I have tried them.
Okay.
I'll eat them, but I don't like them.
What about spicy sweet chili the Doritos? Those are good.
I don't like those either.
Damn.
The ones I do like are the extra hot ones.
Isn't that the black and red bag?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, those are good.
I love those.
You like the Pocky chips, cheese. Don't you?
Pocky, no.
No?
Oh,
it's the same brand that does the one chip challenge.
Oh,
is that Pocky or is that Pocky or some shit?
It's Pocky, bro.
No, Pocky is the little strain or the little.
That's Pocky, but this is also named Pocky.
Packy.
It's the same shit.
So Pocky.
It said the same. It's said the same way, spelled differently.
Okay, so it's Pocky still. Okay,
but have you done the one chip challenge?
Let's do it right now.
I have done the one nut challenge, the death nut challenge.
What the fuck is that?
I fucked that part up. But I meant the.
What
the,
didn't help
the
is
death
the way,
nut. The
what,
death nut.
The thing that didn't help is the way you looked at me.
Yeah, he's like.
You're like, I did the one nut challenge, and I'm like, what?
Death nut.
Death like, nut. I meant
the one pump chump challenge.
All right, so,
the challenge is to whenever you bust, it's just one nut.
No. You have to bust in one pump. It's gotta go. Okay. I know what you're thinking. Probably a little annoyed that I'm cutting it again. I did say we talked for about 2 hours. Probably a little bit more than that. So I'm cutting it off here. The next episode will be the final part where we finish off our trip down memory lane and how idiotic we are in our wrestling and with the continuation of Jesus' story about his bust a nut. I mean, his Hot Nut Challenge. So stay tuned for the next episode, and we'll see you then. Peace out.